Welcome to the Community Voice Program. Happy to have you in this morning. I'm your host, Luke Lukert, on this Tuesday morning, June 11th. And it is a special month and a special week for us men. It is Men's Health Awareness Month, and specifically Men's Health Awareness Week this week. And it's always the week before Father's Day. So dads out there can really just focus on their health this week and kind of learn a little bit about that. And to help me do that is Dr. Mitchell Rausch with West Georgia Urology. He's a urologist extraordinaire here to tell us about men's health. Thank you for joining us.
You bet. It's a privilege and honor to be here. I thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. And we want to take care of our guys because they tend to not take care of themselves. And statistically, it kind of shows that we don't really like to go to the doctor, us guys. So first off, tell us a little bit about Men's Health Month and why is it so important to recognize it?
So, you know, classically, men don't go to the doctors as often as women do. And men tend to procrastinate, they tend to minimize symptoms, and they tend to come to the doctor sometimes too late with symptoms that are advanced and diseases that are advanced. And I think it's just human nature, and it's just the guy in all of us to, oh, it's no big deal, you know, men of the household, I can't be sick. And they delay going to the physicians, and they delay getting routine health checks.
And this is just a month and a week in particular just to remind them to go out and do that.
Sure. And, you know, it coincides with Father's Day, which is fantastic. And we all have dads out there, and we all want our dads to be healthy and live long lives. And so much of what we do and what we can do is preventable.
And when we talk about what is preventable and what men are really, what diseases should concern men? What are we talking about?
So, you know, the big ones are heart disease. You know, and we all know how to prevent heart disease. It's eating better, and it's exercise, sleeping better. And it seems simple, but yet it's so hard. You know, just having a healthy diet, avoiding foods that are high in fat, avoiding processed meats. No one's saying that they have to eat salads three times a day because that's an impossibility. No one's going to stick to something like that.
It's definitely hard.
You know, I think everything in moderation is sort of key in my practice and whatever I tell patients. And I realize, I mean, we all are guilty of those days where we feel like cheating, and that's okay. But in general, we have to live a healthier lifestyle, better diet, and we have to exercise. We've got to get out there. And if it's as easy as pushing the lawnmower versus sitting on the lawnmower or taking the golf cart down to take the trash out or walking, you have to make those simple choices. And those simple choices can be big.
And heart disease is number one, but closely followed is something that you have more experience with, and that's cancer. Tell us a little bit about.
You know, so prostate cancer this year is going to, unfortunately, 30,000 men are going to die of prostate cancer this year. And is it preventable? It probably is preventable. And people always say, so what are the causes of prostate cancer? And the one thing we definitely know for sure is diet. And high-fat diets are definitely a cause of prostate cancer. And we know that through different things. First of all, there are definitely lab studies where they have mice with prostate cancer. So they give 10 mice with prostate cancer and they give 10 mice with prostate cancer different diets. They give 10 mice with prostate cancer McDonald's and they give 10 mice with prostate cancer low-fat diets. And the prostate cancers clearly in the mice with the McDonald's diets grow faster. So we're able to extrapolate that to high-fat diets causing prostate cancer. Many years ago, before the Western diet became popular in China and Japan, because their diets were so low in saturated fats, very high in omega-3s and fish and good vegetable-based diets,
rice,
prostate cancer virtually didn't exist in those countries. So we know that there's definitely a correlation between high-fat diets and prostate cancer.
And is it just prostate cancer or is it cancer in general?
Cancer in general, for sure. But specifically, you know, we all know about bladder cancer. So bladder cancer is obviously a cancer that urologists deal with. It is the fourth leading cause. It's the fourth most common cancer in men. This year, 18,000 men will die from prostate cancer. I'm sorry, from bladder cancer.
Bladder cancer.
Number one cause of bladder cancer, smoking. We know that for sure.
And that goes down to the number four cause of death in males, chronic lower respiratory diseases, which I'm assuming is associated with smoking.
Absolutely. So we all know about smoking, and we all know about the negative effects about smoking. But specifically to bladder cancer, if somebody comes into my office and says, "Hey, doc, what caused this?" Smoking.
That is pretty crazy. And I want to go back to prostate cancer in particular. At what age should men go and get checked for prostate cancer? Because it's usually not common in young males, you know, maybe even under the age of 30. When do you suggest getting your prostate checked?
Typically, as a white male, 50 is the age that one should get screened for prostate cancer. What does the screening involve? It's very simple. It's a blood test, and it's an examination. Mm-hmm. It's called a digital rectal examination. And men have feared that for years. It's really not a big deal.
I was about to say, like, that is in TV shows and movies, that's always kind of the joke doctor's visit.
Yeah, but exactly. Takes about 10 to 15 seconds. It's not a big deal at all, and it can save your life. And I think one of the keys is, you know, there's a blood test called PSA, which stands for prostate-specific antigen. And I can't tell you how many men I see come to see me and say, "Oh, I had my blood test for the prostate cancer screening, the PSA, and that was normal, so I don't need this examination, the digital rectal exam." And unfortunately, 10% of men with normal PSA blood tests can still have prostate cancer.
Wow.
So we don't want to miss cancer just because men don't want to have a physical examination. And again, this goes back to the point. You got to get to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You have to have a checkup. You know, I see so many men who come to see me for various reasons. You know, they pulled a muscle in their groin or something. And I say, "When was the last time you went to the doctor?" "Oh, I haven't been in 10 years. Okay. I said, "Do you have medical insurance?" "Oh, I got the best medical insurance." Okay. So you pay $1,000 a month for medical insurance and you don't go to the doctor? "Yeah, no, I know. I need to do that."
And do you think that that is just because we think we're invincible, or just it takes time and we just don't have the time to go in? Why do you not see men as much as you see women?
I just think it's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a little bit of everything. And I think just, you know, prevention is key. And it's just so important. There's so many men that unfortunately see me too late in the disease process that could have been preventable.
And we talk about prevention in particular, and you said around 50 for a white male to be checked for prostate cancer.
Go back to that for a second. Okay. And in African Americans, mm-hmm. we tend to find prostate cancer a little bit more aggressive and a little bit younger. So African Americans age 40 and above, or if you have a family history of prostate cancer, age 40 is the recommended age.
And since we are talking about prevention, obviously it can develop pretty quickly. How often should you go and get checked, your prostate checked?
Once a year.
Once a year?
Yep. Once a year.
As you said, blood test in 15 seconds. And
that's it.
And how important is early detection?
It's crucial. You know, prior to the development of the PSA blood test, again, which stands for prostate-specific antigen, simple blood test, and it's a screening blood test that can kind of give us an idea if there's a chance you have prostate cancer. We have found a 25% reduction in prostate cancer deaths since PSA was developed. So there's your answer.
So finding it early is very key if you do have prostate cancer. And the way to do that is to get checked yearly.
Absolutely.
And we are on Facebook Live. If you have any questions, please give us a call, or you can post onto our Facebook video, and I will have the questions right in front of me and be able to ask Dr. Rausch in person those questions. Or you can give us a call at 678-601-1330, and we will get you on air with Dr. Rausch if you have any questions about men's health in particular. Even if a lady has a question about urology, Dr. Rausch can even answer that.
Yeah.
If,
Since you brought up that topic about mm-hmm. you know, the ladies, I think I'm sure there are women listening this morning, obviously. Encourage your husbands, your dad's, your son's, your brother's to go get checked. They'll listen to you. Most of the time they won't, but maybe they will. And especially this time of year, around Father's Day, Men's Health Week, it's so crucial to think about those guys in your lives and just push them, get them to go to the doctor.
Absolutely. And it takes very little time, and this is the perfect time of year to do it, because Father's Day is just around the corner, and we want Dad to be healthy and to enjoy the kids for as long as he can. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Dr. Rausch with West Georgia Urology in just a little bit after we get a message from our sponsor, Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 WLBB. And we are sitting down with Dr. Rausch with West Georgia Urology. Thank you very much for joining us today. We are greatly appreciative of that. And we're talking about men's health. And it is Men's Health Week, the week before Father's Day. We always want to make sure that that us gentlemen are getting checked out by the doctors and making sure that we are living a healthy life. And we went over prostate cancer and urinary cancer, and cancer right now is the number two leading cause of death. 22.8% of men who die every year die of some form of cancer. And some more preventable cancers, if you get early detection, are things like skin cancer and gastroenterology cancer. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, I think that especially in the southern states where the sun exposure is high, and people need to go to the dermatologist once a year and get a full body skin check. Skin cancer, especially melanoma. Melanoma is a very dangerous cancer that can spread easily, and survival rates, you know, fortunately nowadays there are better therapies for melanoma, but melanoma is a very preventable but unfortunately a very deadly disease. I am not a gastroenterologist. However, certainly men over the age of 50, women over the age of 50, need a colonoscopy. And again, it's, you know, everyone hears the bad things about colonoscopy, the preparation for it. But
that's,
you know,
that's always what I hear about.
You know what? It is what it is. You want to prevent death from colon cancer, get your colonoscopy. And nowadays, if you have a normal colonoscopy, normally you can wait 10 years. So you can spend one day preventing cancer that you don't have to worry about for 10 full years. It seems a little ridiculous not to do it.
And it's an easy thing. You go get your colonoscopy at 50, and then you know, oh, my next big birthday, 60, I'll go get my colonoscopy again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that if you're noticing something on your skin that's a mole that's changing in character, it's, hey, this looks a little unusual, this is bleeding, this is oozing, this is chafing, you need to get that checked out. Don't go to CVS and buy some cortisone cream. It may not be just a rash, it may be a cancer.
Absolutely. And if it pops up very quickly, can definitely be
absolutely
skin cancer. You should go get that checked out. Other than skin cancer, which is obviously caused by the sun and sun exposure, the other forms of cancer that we've been talking about have been related to diet and weight. You were also a doctor in South Florida and ran a wellness center there as well, and you've moved up here. How does West Georgia look in terms of obesity and gentlemen and women overweight?
Yeah, I mean, certainly obesity is a prevalent disease across the country. Do I see a higher incidence or prevalence of obesity in West Georgia in particular? I do. And unfortunately, so much of obesity can cause so many different disease states, including diabetes and heart disease and lung disease, and knee pain and back pain. Obesity is a killer. It truly is a killer. And talk about a preventable situation. And, you know, when I ran my wellness center, yes, we had medications we could use to help people lose weight, and there was fad diets, and it's not rocket science. It's how many calories you put into your mouth and how much exercise you do. And simply, if we were able to count calories and we were able to limit our calorie intake to 1,800, 2,000 calories a day, and did some form of exercise, we wouldn't be obese. And, you know, what's interesting to me nowadays, we didn't have this in South Florida, when you go into a Dunkin' Donuts and they post the calorie content of foods. So if you're only able to have 2,000 calories a day and you get to Dunkin' Donuts and now you've had your donut and you've had your bagel and your cream cheese or your croissant and your ham and cheese, you're probably up to about 1,000 calories and it's only 7 a.m. So, you know, it's a matter of smart choices and moderation.
And smart choices is exactly right. And this is one that always just confounds me, is when you go to McDonald's or you go to a fast food restaurant and you're like, I'm going to eat healthy. You get a salad. And that is the healthy option. But then you put, oh, there's fried chicken on it.
Yes.
And then there's ranch dressing on it. And yeah. You go look at the calorie count of that salad, and it's like 700 calories.
Correct.
So we have taken something that is the healthy option,
right,
and made it terrible for
yep.
you.
And your point is so well taken, because I'll have patients who say to me, Doc, I don't eat a lot. Okay, so what do you have for lunch today? And your point is exactly on. You know, oh, I had a salad. What you put on it? Oh, I had the fried chicken and the croutons and, you know, those ginger snaps and the salad dressing that's about 400 calories. So smart choices. And again, we are not going to be able to convince people to stay on salad diet with no dressing for the rest of their lives. But there are smarter choices we can make. And everything in moderation.
Now, there's kind of been a rise of fitness tracking with smartwatches yep. and apps like that. Do you recommend that to patients?
Absolutely. And there are so many wonderful calorie counting apps. So if you wake up in the morning and you make yourself a scrambled egg, there's an app, you type in scrambled egg, it's going to put in 100 calories. You know, slice of toast, it's going to put that all in there. And if you're able to count your calories, and it goes back to, yes, there are fad diets, you will lose a lot of weight real quick, you're going to gain all that weight back. This is a lifetime investment. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this for 30 days, because trust me, I've done this for a long time. In 90 days, they're going to be right back to where they were day one. And it's a commitment you have to make. And one thing about sugar drinks and sweet tea. So number one thing is sweet tea causes kidney stones. I have never seen so many kidney stones in my entire career than I do in West Georgia. Tea is very high in oxalates.
Okay.
Most stones are calcium oxalate stones. Most people in West Georgia live on sweet tea.
Yes, they do.
I know. So, you know, over my year here, I've had a experience where I've told people, okay, you got to cut out your sweet tea. What else do you drink? Oh, I drink pop or soda. Colas have a lot of oxalates. Okay. Is it diet? Oh no, it's sugar free. I mean, it's regular Coke. Is your sweet tea unsweetened or sweet? Oh no, it's sweet. I said, I will guarantee you, if you cut those liquids out for a year, you will lose 15 to 18 pounds. And they've come back 3 to 4 months later and they say, Doc, I'm down 6 or 7 pounds. I've done nothing different.
Except for
stop drinking sweet tea mm-hmm. and soda. People don't realize how many calories are in that.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, you can drink a Coke so quickly.
Yeah.
And then that's 250 calories right there.
Absolutely.
It's kind of crazy. And just to give a little bit of statistics out there, Georgia is a little bit higher on the obesity and overweight scale than most states in the country. Not the worst. Some other southern states are a little worse than us, but still over 74% of Georgians are overweight. 74% of male Georgians are overweight. It's a little lower in women. It's about 66, but still just shocking. And as we discussed kind of off air, of the leading causes of death, according to the CDC, 7 out of 10 of them have some sort of weight association with it.
Absolutely.
It is crazy stuff. We are sitting with Dr. Roush with West Georgia Urology. We're going to be back in just a little bit to talk a little bit more about West Georgia Urology and the resources here in Carroll County in the West Georgia area for combating men's health problems. So we will be right back after a message from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the Community Voice Program. I'm your host, Luke Luger, and we're sitting down with Dr. Roush talking about Men's Health Month and just talking about how to make healthy men out here in the West Georgia area. And we need a little bit of help, so thankfully we're sitting down with Dr. Roush. First off, tell us a little bit about West Georgia Urology and how patients can contact you there.
Sure. So West Georgia Urology is a now 7-provider group here, right here in Carrollton. We have offices in Carrollton, right near Downer Medical Center. We have an office attached to the Villa Rica Hospital, the Tanner Villa Rica Hospital, and we have offices in Wedowee. We also operate up at Higgins in Bremen. Certainly, we have a website. Mm-hmm. West Georgia Urology, wgurology.com. It's a new and improved website, so you can check out all the fun stuff we do. And I think the message about West Georgia Urology and about Carrollton in general, I know a lot of people feel that they have to go to Atlanta for healthcare. I have been so impressed. I practiced in South Florida, in a pretty big city, and I am just blown away by what we have locally right here in Carrollton. You know, the hospital has done an incredible job, especially with wellness issues, diabetes prevention, obesity prevention, smoking cessation. It's in a very impressive medical community right here in our backyard.
And you can take advantage of some of those classes absolutely free from Tanner Live Healthy. I'm sorry, Get Healthy, Live Well. Right here, you can sign up for those online, and there, as you said, smoking classes, there yep. are, Tai Chi even at the Villa Rica Library. I saw that yep. flyer yesterday while I was there.
Just and, a lot of you know, resources. Specifically back to West Georgia Urology, mm-hmm. we do robotic surgery. We have every minimally invasive surgery available. We've led the state in some of our technologies, where other practices, even in Atlanta, didn't offer what we were offering right here in Carrollton. So it's West Georgia Urology. You can certainly call us for an appointment, get online, look us up.
And other than visiting a urologist, what else, what other doctor's appointments should men make if they haven't made one in a while?
You need to see a primary care physician, okay. family physician, primary care physician. Let them be your quarterback. That's who you need to stop what you're doing today, make that commitment. It's Father's Day. People love you. and you want to be around for many, many more Father's Days in the future. So that's the commitment for the day. Just make that appointment. It's so much easier nowadays. You pick up your phone. You're on your phone constantly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably watching or listening to this show right now. Just when this show ends at 9 o'clock, Google family practice, primary care physician in the town you live in, and make that appointment. Make that first step. And those physicians, they will lead you on the path of prevention. They'll make sure you get your colonoscopy, get you to the dermatologist. It's much easier to have that quarterback, because if you're left with the responsibility of making all those appointments on your own, you're probably not going to do that. We all need that leader or that quarterback to do that.
And you have no idea where you should go. You know, you might make
correct.
Neurosurgeon appointment, and there's no need to make a neurosurgeon
correct.
Appointment or something like that. So definitely reach out to your primary care provider. So Wear Blue Day is this coming Friday, and tell us a little bit about that.
So just in, you know, it's like the pink.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, Wear Blue. It's like the NFL players wearing pink for breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one day when men, you know, need to think about prevention. Specifically for us guys out there. So wear some blue jeans, wear a blue shirt, think about it. And it's a call to action. It really is. It's that reminder that we need to do something for ourselves.
And we've got about 4 minutes left in the program. And back to obesity and being overweight. Off air, you told me, you know, curing cancer is great and all these things, but there's something very rewarding about seeing somebody lose so much weight. Tell us some of the other benefits other than just prevention of disease about losing weight.
Sure. So, you know, as a urologist and as a wellness person, people would always come in and say, "Hey, doc, my testosterone level is low." "What do you mean?" "Oh, I have no energy. I'm tired all the time. I can't get to the gym. If I go to the gym, I'm not building muscle." And when you look at the patient or the person, you obviously see that they're overweight. So one of the first questions I always ask when I see these patients are, "Do you snore?" And they kind of give me this puzzled look. "Why do you ask if I snore?" "Well, I'm asking you, why do you snore? I mean, do you snore?" And they say, "Oh, yeah." And if they're there, the wife, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, I got to sleep in the other room." So sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a very prevalent condition, first of all, in men, as well as in obese men. And if you have sleep apnea, you're not getting your REM sleep. If you're not getting your REM sleep, you're basically up 24 hours a day and you're not sleeping. And yeah, you're tired and you're fatigued. And if you check blood on, if you do blood panels on patients with sleep apnea, testosterone levels tend to be low. And in obese patients, what happens is fat cells have a lot of estrogens. Testosterone is hidden somewhere in that body, but it's sinking in the quicksand. If you're able to lose weight, decrease your estrogen levels, all of a sudden your testosterone levels like goes up, and the testosterone's happy and it functions. So certainly, if you have sleep apnea, go see the physician. They'll get you a sleep study. You can wear a sleep apnea mask. Trust me when I tell you, I've been doing this long enough. Your life can be changed dramatically. You will live a happier, restful, non-tired life if you just get treated for those things. And your testosterone levels will go up. And the reason you came to see me was because you think you had low testosterone. It's because you have sleep apnea.
And you don't need pills or shots or
correct.
Anything like that.
Correct.
We have about a minute left in the program. Tell us, what are some of your closing thoughts on men's health?
You know, again, getting back, I hate to keep on reiterating the same point over and over again, but if you're going to get anything out of today, please go to see a doctor. Just preventative care.
And the thing is, they're going to tell you the exact same thing that we've been telling you. Probably need to lose weight, because 75% of us do need to lose weight. And that could ultimately lead to a healthier you.
Absolutely.
And a you that's not only going to live longer, but live a healthier life for longer.
Absolutely.
I think that's a huge thing. Well, Dr. Roush, thank you for coming in. And you can reach Dr. Roush at West Georgia Urology right here in Carrollton. Big thank you to Tanner for bringing Dr. Roush in. And as always, it's brought to you by Tanner Health System. We have local news and national news coming up in a bit. And Glenn Beck after that. Take care.
National headlines, Georgia State news and sports,
and the local stories you care about.
News Talk 1330 WLBB, Carrollton.